Tuesday and Wednesday, Parshas Vayishlach, Shir 92. Rabbi Avigdor Miller once invited a young couple for a Shabbos Suda. During the Suda, he said as follows, "You must daven for children. Don't assume that just because you have one, two, or even many children, you can stop davening. You must be mispalel to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for every single child as if he was the first." And he had the same approach when it came to parnasa, or health. He used to tell people, don't rely just on the three tefillas that we say every single day. Every time a person thinks about a certain situation, he should say a tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should make it work out. Even if everything is working fine, a person should constantly be mumbling tefillas to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now, we discussed in the Bitachon Shirim that a person can also have Bitachon, but truthfully, these are two approaches and both of them are necessary, like we explained in the Bitachon Shirim. But Rabbi Avigdor Miller's point is that a person should train himself to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to help him in every area that he's thinking about in life. A man who started struggling in his business asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller what he should do. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller asked him, do you daven for parnasa? He said, of course, I daven for parnasa. In Shmona Esrei, I have a lot of kavana in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim. In Shema Keleinu, I add a special request that the Rabbeinu Shalom should send me parnasa. And Rabbi Avigdor Miller said, that's true. And that's very important. But it's not enough. Throughout the day, when you're walking in the street, ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to help you with parnasa. Constantly ask the Rabbeinu Shalom for assistance in parnasa. And the man followed their advice, and soon afterwards, he was zeichet to Yeshua. And it's an important concept to keep in mind. Whenever we think about something, whenever we're concerned about something, the first thing that should come to our lips is a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Whether it's in English, whether you say a kapitel tillim, whether you say a pasuk. The point is, a person should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the forefront of his mind. And it's not just something that we do three times a day, which is very important. And a person should add his own bakashas and tefillah. But it's a constant responsibility. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants to hear from us. And the more we turn to him before we have an issue, chas v'shalom, the more we'll, be'ezer Hashem, not have issues. We have to train ourselves to constantly daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, wherever we are, whatever the situation is. Like David HaMelech said, Va'ani tefila, I personify tefila. When we walk around constantly davening to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we will, be'ezer Hashem, see Yeshuas.